Well, after Tuesday's attacks, many Americans are struggling with grief, fear, and unanswered questions. How should Christians respond to this crisis? Well, joining us now with some answers is a dear friend of ours, the pastor of the Thomas Road Baptist Church and Liberty University. He's the head and founder of that, Dr. Jerry Falwell. Jerry, it's a delight to have you with us today.
Thanks, Pat.
Listen, what are you telling the church? You called your church together. What was your response at Thomas Road to this tragedy?
Well, as the world knows, the tragedy hit on Tuesday morning, and at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we gathered 7,000 Liberty University students, faculty, local people together. And we used the verse that I heard you use a moment ago, 2 Chronicles 7:14. And that God wanted us to humble ourselves and seek His face. And there's not much we can do in the church but what we're supposed to do, and that is pray. Praying for the president that God will give him wisdom, keep bad advisors from him, bring good ones to him. Praying for the families of the victims, praying for America. And you know, this thing is not a great deal different than what I remember, and you, Pat, we're about the same age. December 7, 1941, when we entered the war against Japan, Germany, Italy. Hitler's goal was to destroy the Jews, among other things, and conquer the world. And these Islamic fundamentalists, these radical terrorists, these Middle Eastern monsters are committed to destroying the Jewish nation, driving her into the Mediterranean, conquering the world. And we are the great Satan. We are the ultimate goal. I talked this morning with Tom Rose, publisher of the Jerusalem Post, an Orthodox Jew. And he said, now America knows in a horrible way what Israel's been facing for 53 years at the hand of Arafat and other terrorists and radicals and barbarians.
Jerry, I know that you shared several 40-day fasts for revival in America. We here at CBN had a couple of 40-day fasts during the Lenten season. Bill Bright, I don't know, 8 or 9. Do you think this is going to be the trigger of revival, a real revival in the church where we truly turn back to God with all our heart?
It could be. I've never sensed a togetherness, a burden, a broken heart as I do in the church today in just 48 hours. I gave away a book that I wrote 10 years ago. I gave it away last night on the biblical position on fasting and prayer, because I do believe that that is what we've got to do now, fast and pray. And I agree totally with you that the Lord has protected us so wonderfully these 225 years. And since 1812, this is the first time that we've been attacked on our soil. First time, and by far, the worst results. And I fear, as Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense, said yesterday, that this is only the beginning, and with biological warfare available to these monsters, the Husseins, the Bin Ladens, the Arafats, what we saw on Tuesday, as terrible as it is, could be minuscule if in fact God continues to lift the curtain and allow the enemies of America to give us probably what we deserve.
Well, Jerry, that's my feeling. I think we've just seen the antechamber to terror. We haven't even begun to see what they can do to the major population.
I mean, the ACLU's got to take a lot of blame for this.
Oh yeah.
And I know I'll hear from them for this, but throwing God off successfully with the help of the federal court system, throwing God out of the public square, out of the schools. The abortionists have got to bear some burden for this, because God will not be mocked. And when we destroy 40 million little innocent babies, we make God mad. I really believe that the pagans and the abortionists and the feminists and the gays and the lesbians who are actively trying to make that an alternative lifestyle, the ACLU, People for the American Way, all of them who tried to secularize America, I point the thing in their face and say, you helped this happen.
Well, I totally concur. And the problem is we've adopted that agenda at the highest levels of our government, and so we're responsible as a free society for what the top people do, and the top people, of course, the court system.
Amen. Pat, did you notice yesterday,
yes,
the ACLU and all the Christ haters, the American People for the American Way, NOW, etc., were totally disregarded by the Democrats and the Republicans in both houses of Congress as they went out on the steps and called out on to God in prayer and sang God Bless America and said, let the ACLU be hanged. In other words, when the nation is on its knees, the only normal and natural and spiritual thing to do is what we ought to be doing, and all the time calling upon God.
Amen. I want to ask you to relax. You had a major prayer meeting last night. I know your people assembled just a large gathering at your church. What was the mood of the people? What did they say, and what did you sense with your congregation?
A brokenness that I have not seen. I've been pastor there 45 years, 30 years chancellor at Liberty. We had 7,000 gather yesterday in the Vine Center and filled the church last night. I sensed a brokenness, tears. People were sobbing at the altar. And this is just, they had no shame about it. It was the kind of brokenness that no one could conjure, only God could bring upon us. And that is, to me, the most optimistic thing that I see today as I look across America. In every city, I called a friend in Springfield yesterday. He said at least 100 churches, Springfield, Missouri, at least 100 churches have special prayer meetings for America today and tonight. And that's happening by the thousands all over America. This could be, if we will fast and pray, this could be God's call to revival.
Believe it. And I think when people, the Bible says, rend your hearts and not your garments, and people begin to rend their hearts and they weep before the Lord and they really get serious with God, God will hear and answer. We'll see revival. I am thrilled to hear that about your church, because it's happening all over.
It's everywhere.
Yes.
And in the most unlikely places. The general manager of the ABC affiliate in our area called me this morning and said, we're going to ask for all the churches, all the people of faith to join us at the D-Day Memorial over in Bedford at 2:00 Sunday. And Randy Smith is his name, the general manager, and he is calling Central Virginia to healing through prayer, and I suspect there'll be thousands there.
Jerry, this is so encouraging, and I thank God for your stand. We just love you and praise God for you. Liberty is a great institution, and I congratulate you for that wonderful student body in your church. And thank you, my dear friend, for being
God
with
God bless
us.
You, brother. Let's stand together.
Amen. Isn't that